12th District State Legislative map issue, and of course our 8th Congressional District map. The commission that was working on that was running into some problems meeting their deadline. They held a press conference a little earlier today. This affects, based on the census, where our boundaries are for both our state legislative and then our congressional districts are drawn. And according to the new maps, based on census, they could look quite a bit differently. But now it is going to be an issue going to the state Supreme Court after the panel that works on this couldn't come to agreement. And so we wanted to hear from our 12th District State Senator Brad Hawkins, who's studying this closely as well. He joins us, and our own Kyle Lamb, who put the story up on our website, and you can take a look at the maps if you'd like at kpq.com. So Kyle, thanks for joining us in the studio here, and Senator Hawkins live with us from Spokane. Senator Hawkins, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you both so much, and I appreciate the chance to be on with you.
So, first off, your first impression of what turns out to be the final map that now the state Supreme Court is going to have to make a decision on to accept or reject or modify, or what are your impressions of how a 12th district might look if this map is accepted?
Yeah, well, walking it back, I guess, one step further than that, you know, we've had this long and proud history in our state of a bipartisan redistricting commission, which you explained it pretty well, but it's basically where every 10 years, based on the census data, this independent bipartisan commission reviews the legislative and congressional boundaries and redraws the lines so that each of the 49 different legislative districts or each of the 10 federal congressional districts are balanced based on population. So as a 12th district senator, if I'm taking a vote, my vote is representative of the same number of people as any other legislative district's representative or state senator. So that's kind of the basis of this, and it's normally worked really well. This particular year, the census data came in later. The population counts are kind of interesting. The deadline was moved up to mid-November, and the commission basically ran out of time and did not complete their work by the deadline. And by default, in statute, the state Supreme Court assumes jurisdiction over the redistricting process. Now, they did put out the federal congressional proposed map and the state legislative proposed map for the 49 different legislative districts, but it still remains to be seen as to where it goes forward from there. The redistricting commissioners are encouraging the Supreme Court to consider their work in that respect, but you're right, for the 12th district, it is a very significant change. Currently, the 12th district boundaries include all of Chelan County, all of Douglas County, and about half of Okanagan County, as well as a little bit of Grant. It's primarily a north central Washington-based district, but in this proposal, the unincorporated, everything in Douglas County outside of the East Wenatchee area is, inserted into the legislative district 7, along with Okanagan County, Ferry County, Stevens, and Ponderay, and then the rest of East Wenatchee, Chelan County, and over into a portion of King and Snohomish County would become the new proposed District 12 if the state Supreme Court were to adopt this map, as is. We don't anticipate that to necessarily be the case because the state Supreme Court could basically do three options, as legislators have kind of discussed this and as we've been briefed by the commissioners. But they could either approve these maps as is, they could make modifications and modest adjustments to some of these maps, or they could essentially reopen the public comment process and start all over. I guess to your question, though, Dave, I am disappointed because I think what's really important is that Chelan and Douglas counties be together in the 12th district. We've always been together as two counties. We have a long and proud history of working cooperatively across the county lines. And so many of the stakeholders Chelan County Commissioners, the Chelan-Douglas Transportation Council, the Chelan-Douglas Land Trust, the Wenatchee Valley Chamber of Commerce, and all these other entities submitted public comments and went through the process. And what the commissioners ultimately decided upon here does not in any way resemble what the substantial amount of public comments were received from the entities in our district. And that's very disappointing.
We're talking with State Senator Brad Hawkins from the 12th District about a final map that is going to be now going to the State Supreme Court for the 12th District, 8th Congressional District as well. And KPQ's Kyle Lamb is here as well. Kyle, you put the story up on our website. And I noticed that you had to do quite a little descriptor there to talk about more so, well, in each case, so with how both the 8th and the 12th boundaries are written up, but particularly in the 12th district, there's kind of a very peculiar little carve out, and it is accommodating, at least keeping State Senator Brad Hawkins in the 12th. Am I accurate on that, Brad? And it is kind of a weird little boundary there that the way it moves East Wenatchee into the 12th district, or maybe the better term is keeps east portion of East Wenatchee in the 12th, but other parts of the county end up in Joel Kretz's district.
Go ahead.
I was going to say that is a fair assessment, although that's not too uncommon. If you look at our current 8th congressional district, not the new proposed one, but the current one, it kind of does something similar and has been for the last several years with Congresswoman Kim Schreier. So it's they try to keep communities together. I would prefer the whole entire greater East Wenatchee area to be included in the 12th. But like I said, I'd actually prefer all of Douglas County, given the Chelan-Douglas Regional Transportation Council, the cooperative arrangement we have with our fire districts, the Chelan-Douglas Regional Port Authority, and some of these other things. I think this proposal can greatly marginalize Douglas County stakeholders and then also threaten some of the collaborative work like that we have in North Central Washington, like the North Central Washington Forest Health Collaborative and all these other different entities, the Chelan-Douglas Health District, the Chelan-Douglas Community Action Council, and all these other groups have kind of cooperatively formed over the years between the two counties. This essentially splinters it. And then also there's these geographical challenges, too, with getting over into King County, into Snohomish County. Essentially, it would be along I-90, so it would reach into part of North Bend or along Highway 2 towards Monroe. And that could be very difficult to access constituents and for constituents over there to access their members of the legislature. So I don't think this is workable. None of the other proposals to this date really included anything like this. I think maybe three of the four basically had a North Central Washington-based 12th district. So this was a surprise to me, although recently there have been concerns about the 15th district near Yakima and complying with the Voting Rights Act and wanting to make the 15th district what they call a majority-minority district. And so some of those challenges sort of monkeyed with all the boundaries of all the other Eastern Washington and Central Washington-based districts. And looking at it more broadly, too, based on the census data recently, we had a large percentage of population reporting in Western Washington, and the Central and Eastern Washington areas of the state were underreporting population in the census. So what that has the effect of doing is to rebalance all of these districts based on population. The Central and Eastern Washington districts needed to grow geographically in order to balance out population. And when you're a district like District 12, which borders the Cascade Mountains, or maybe District 13 that includes Grant County and Kittitas, if all those other legislative districts to the east of you are expanding geographically to pick up population, it has the effect of nudging over some of the border counties like the 12th and the 13th. And that's kind of what we're seeing. Although I didn't expect it to this significance of a population grab.
Well, and that's what the commission was saying, actually, earlier today when they were kind of talking about the process that they had to go through, and the subject of Chelan and Douglas County came up, was they were saying that essentially if you took the districts in eastern Washington and you did your math, you kind of divided by what each district is going to need to be in terms of population, one of just the few districts that are on that Cascade Range on the eastern side, one of those districts was going to have to add about 60,000 residents. And you kind of see that with the 12th district, because if you look at it, North Bend is in the district, but it's only North Bend. Like, it's just North Bend that's cut out, and the rest of Snoqualmie is back in the fifth there. Falls City, you go up through, you got Monroe and Sultan, like you were talking about, just kind of a pocket almost of population on the other side of the mountains that is now represented currently in East Wenatchee as that's where your home is. And that's basically the decision they came down to, was that one of them said that basically the splitting of Chelan and Douglas County was, someone was going to have to be the mathematical odd man out, and that ended up being the 12th district. And they said they didn't like it, but that they were going to have to do it to someone. I don't know if that is actually the case. That's just what they said.
Well, I guess more accurately, I think, if anybody's going to take it for the team, we could have tried to apportion the gains out over a couple different or a few different legislative districts. And like I said, this isn't the final map. I think my colleagues are surprised. I think everybody is disappointed about the situation with Chelan and Douglas County. And then, we just can't lose sight of what the impact is for the constituents that are represented. This district, if it goes forward this way, it's going to present some major geographical challenges. There are major differences now between the communities and their interests. I mean, we're predominantly in North Central Washington, a hydropower, agricultural, outdoor recreation sort of district, and then this obviously would be different. For me, I'm actually only 1 year into my four-year term, so I have the benefit of being able to do some outreach and, get to learn. I pride myself in constituent customer service, and I believe I will learn the importance of those issues in those communities. My listening tour next fall will be very different, but, that'll present me an opportunity to connect with those communities and learn about their unique interests. But the 12th district isn't the only district experiencing some changes. There are a lot of districts that are being adjusted. They are taking on more new constituencies, maybe not as much as the 12th under this proposal, but some of the Western Washington districts, they're changing around even a little bit, even if it's just a few miles, based on the dense population of some of those districts. Those legislators are taking on new neighborhoods and new communities. And so it's definitely going to be a challenge if it goes forward as it is. I'm still hopeful that maybe there could be some adjustments in the future. I know the state Supreme Court's still looking into this legislative district 15 majority-minority issue, and that might create some adjustments, and it might kind of help resolve some of the issues with Chelan and Douglas County. But it's definitely going to be very, very different going forward. And what the impacts are for the stakeholders and the communities, that's my real concern. The impacts of politics and stuff, I've always prided myself in being someone who can work with everybody and work, serve the whole constituency, the whole spread of the political spectrum. So I don't really have that issue, but just what it means in terms of access and stakeholders and the historical knowledge of some of these areas that are going to need to be transferred to other legislators. It takes time to learn all that history, and it'll be interesting if it goes forward this way, or like I said, if the state Supreme Court decides to change some things, because the overwhelming public comments that were received from the Chelan County Commissioners, the Chelan Douglas Transportation Council, and others were to keep Chelan and Douglas counties together.
Well, we'll look forward to hearing from 12th District State Representatives Keith Gaynor and Mike Steele get their opinions. We understand there is a deadline of now April 30th for the state Supreme Court to come back with what has to be the final decision on this, correct?
That's right. And, you know, part of the process after the last 10 years is the legislature moved up the deadline this year from December 31st to November 15th, assuming that the Redistricting Commission could approve the map. We'd have time to deliberate on the final proposal before we, as a legislature, ratify the maps in the legislative session. Now, April 30th, that deadline, if they run right up to that deadline, that's not a session day. So we're actually out of session by then. So I don't know if the state Supreme Court would try to move that up or if we'd have a special session once they complete their process. But another challenge with that April 30th date, Dave and Kyle, is that that's actually pretty close to the official candidate filing period, which is in mid-May. And that's not an issue for me, but for many of the House members all across the state of Washington who are up for election every 2 years, there's a lot of potential public servants out there that won't know whether they should file for office or not until maybe April 30th. And then, you know, a few weeks later that the official filing period kicks off. So it could have some, you know, long-term ramifications. But at this point, I'm hopeful that the state Supreme Court will take a good close look at this and maybe make some, at least some modest adjustments to the 12th district boundaries to make it more representative and more workable of what's best for our district here.
Yeah, sooner rather than later, it will be much more helpful for those folks that have to run next year. All right. Well, we appreciate your thoughts and input. We'll see what happens from here with the legislative and congressional map. But I know you've got some meetings over there in Spokane to get back to. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, well, thanks for letting me break away. And I hope to connect with the KPQ listeners perhaps on the agenda in early December. We can talk more about this issue. We could talk about a legislative proposal that I'll be releasing here soon. And we can talk about the upcoming legislative session that's right around the corner. So maybe that'd fill up a full hour, and I'd welcome that opportunity to connect with you, Dave. But thank you both so much for reporting on this, and thanks for having me on the agenda.